This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Dean Christopher is a contributing editor to Discover Magazine, freelance writer, musician, marketing consultant. He lives in Beverly Hills, California, and his new book is 20 Things You Didn't Know About Everything. How are you, Dean? Good afternoon.
Well, good afternoon to you, and hello there to wonderful Charlottesville, a town I've passed through on a couple of occasions, stopped long enough to have dinner, and plan to come back one of these days.
Yeah, well, we'll have to get back here for our book festival.
I know, we do it every spring. I was just listening to that. It sounds like an awful lot of fun.
It really is.
And the 10-miler wouldn't be so bad either to stay in shape.
Yeah, there you go.
Just do one of those things.
Dean, let's start with a Dean Christopher 101, just a little bit about yourself and where you're from.
Oh, basically, well, I'm originally a New Yorker, transplanted to California after a great many years of wandering to other capitals, distant to here and there. Washington is, I guess, the first major stop. I went to Georgetown, so I have some familiarity with UVA in the days when they used to beat our basketball team regularly some time ago. But I don't know how you guys are doing in this current March Madness. I know Georgetown got knocked down.
Dean, we're not even in it.
Aww.
We're in the that low also-ran tournament, the college basketball invitational.
Well, that's because you're a community of scholars. You don't have
Indeed.
To be jocks.
There you go. That's right.
Anyway, but about me, I'm just, as you said, a musician by training. I spent a lot of time over in Europe as a language major, so I was back and forth to universities in Madrid and in France and lived back and forth. I lived in Baltimore for a while and worked at ad agencies there.
And you're a musician.
San Antonio. A musician, yeah. I'm a jazz beau.
Oh, there you go. Great.
Raised on classical and jazz, but I played on a great many pop records and jingles over the years. So I'm, you know, whatever they pay you for, you know, you grind out the notes and you have as good a time as you can.
There you go. So where did this, Dean, where did this book come from? 20 Things You Didn't Know About Everything. What's the origin of this book?
Well, the origin is the back page feature on Discover Magazine, which has, I don't know, I think you probably know, it has about, I'm sure many of your listeners are readers also. And it's a kind of what you could call a pop science. It's a magazine devoted to science, technology, and the future, as their log line goes. And it is that. And they got a lot of smart people back there who write columns that are, I understand about half of them. I'm not a scientist myself. But they have very good contributing writers, and they interview famous scientists who do stuff I can barely comprehend. But I've been doing book reviews for them for the past couple of years. Occasionally, do a book review or a back page. The back page, and this is the punchline, is called 20 Things You Didn't Know About Some Subject. Like, you didn't know about mosquitoes, or you didn't know about blood, or you didn't know about whatever. In fact, this current one I did on 20 Things You Didn't Know About Mating.
Mating.
And that has nothing to do with my dating life or what used to be a dating life. But
this book is then 20 different subjects, and then there's 20 things for each subject.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Out of the clearly, they're tongue-in-cheek, Yokoi, because they obviously it should have been called something like 20 Things You Didn't Know About These 20 Things, because everything is, you know, come on.
So let's talk about some of these things. And the first thing that really catches my eye is sex in space.
Yeah, that catches a lot of eyes. sex sells even at 17,500 miles an hour in orbit. Clearly, everyone's remaining mum on the subject. But we just thought it would be so much fun to include that because the purpose of the book, obviously, is to be is kind of broad. Of subject. There's life sciences, physics, space, everyday life, and histories and anecdotes about things. It's not just statistical stuff. It's not designed to be a textbook. It's designed to be conversational, which is why they let me write it, because, as you can see, I just like to talk.
Right, right.
But the sex and space thing came, and they said, you know, let's, we're doing duct tape. We're doing things on bees and mosquitoes and other things. Why not do something a little piquant, as you might say. There are anecdotes in the book about, there's at least one U.S. astronaut couple who are married who went up, but they're remaining you know, they smile politely upon the return. As any experimentation go on, well, you know, there's an awful lot of circumstantial evidence of both the Russians and the U.S. There's also been, they did a bit of work on the effect of weightlessness in general, but also on sperm production and hypogonadism and stuff like that. So it's kind of an interesting. It would be, first of all, the thing I learned in doing the research on it is that it would be very not easy to accomplish. To be candid, I mean, not even with dinner first, you know, and probably very messy.
Yeah, well, it's difficult to brush your teeth in space, I think.
Well, you betcha. So just we can extrapolate from that, I think. this is probably a family show, so we needn't get into globules.
We're talking with Dean Christopher. His new book is 20 Things You Didn't Know About Everything, Duct Tape, Airport Security, Your Body, Sex in Space, and More. Dean, duct tape. What don't we know about duct tape?
Well, I think what's funny is that... Well, we don't know. Of course, I didn't know until going over it, you know, how that it's made of three different layers, three separate different kinds of things in it. Many of us know that it's called different things in different places. I always thought of it as gaffer's tape, because I'm out here near Hollywood, where,
yeah.
And that's that handy stuff that can hold sets together, or if you got to tape a branch across a lens, you do it with that. The Air Force calls it one thing. You know, if they're putting it on radar nose cones under, it's called 1,000-mile-an-hour tape. Other people call it less polite things. You know, fill in the ethnos of your choice and call it that blank chrome is one thing I've heard. What most surprised me is that it really was duck, as in the bird tape originally,
like the brand.
Yeah, well, there is a brand called duck. But it was originally just slang, referred to it that way because water rolls off it. And it was, it came into prominence in World War II, where they would, like, strap stuff to Jeeps on it and hold ammo cases together and all that kind of stuff. It's also, there's a really an odd little aside there. People have been following these old wives' tales about put stuff like that on your warts and they'll go away. Well, what do they do? It turns out they did some experiments in some university where they put some kind of a medication on, like two equal populations of warts. One of them got this medication, the other got just duct tape put on. And 6 days later, they ripped off the tape, and something like 65% of the duct tape people were healed, and only 40% of the others or something. So, I mean, it's anecdotal, but, you know, that's part of the fun.
Dean Christopher, his new book is 20 Things You Didn't Know About Everything. Let me ask you, what 20 things we didn't know about death?
Well, death is kind of an odd one. We all face it. And every culture has had a very vivid response to it. It's scary for everybody. But what the things that I found kind of interesting about it is the burial, you know, the disposal of the deceased, how that was all, how that's been handled. Some cultures try, of course, the more primitive they are, the more colorful, actually. Some of them actually dress up funny. You dress up funny in weird clothes and masks to scare the spirits of the dead away. A lot of the cultures don't want to bury men and women the same way or dispose of them in the same way. There's some tribe that I'm not going to go through the names because we've never heard of them, and probably not only for this reason, but you know, where they would hang the men from trees but bury women. Others would cremate men and bury women. You probably know of some of the Indian subcontinent rituals. I think it's called sati. Correct me if I'm wrong. You've got a lot of scholars listening. But where the husband is when he is deceased, the loyal wife is also tossed onto the fire with him. You know?
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, Fijians have they take friendship, I think, a step farther than you or I might, which is when the friend passes away, if you're a close enough friend, they strangle you to death so you can join him.
Oh, Lord. And I'm just there looking in this death chapter. It says, in New York City, suicides outnumber murders in New York City.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if you faced cross-town traffic. I mean, I think it would be probably, well, anyway.
I've never lived there, but I've always found it a nice place to visit.
Oh, yeah. Well, I used to live there and try to get across town, but I would stop short of...
That's really interesting.
Myself. By the way, I remember, this is not in the book as far as I know, but of the many, I don't know, it's something like 1,500 or 2,000 people who have committed suicide jumping off the Golden Gate Bridge, and almost all of them jump off the side facing the city.
Interesting.
As if they want one final look at the at something life affirming.
That's really interesting.
Very, very strange.
Yeah, that they would all go to that side. It also says the most expensive funerals in the world are in Japan, $30,000 a pop.
Yeah, my guess is the most expensive everything's could be in Japan these days. I mean, a bottle of Johnny Walker Scotch going for $75, yeah, that kind of thing.
We're talking with Dean Christopher. The new book is 20 Things You Didn't Know About Everything. What about bees? We got to ask you about bees.
Bees were fun. Yeah, bees are usually something you kind of avoid at picnics, and we all know about the stinger, you know. Oh, the bee stings you, and they die because the stinger snaps off and the bee, you know, crumps. What is less known is that mating with the, well, when the male bee, well, drones, okay, are males, they're big and dumb and they do nothing else in the hive but exist to mate with the queen. And as I wrote, well, it's a gig, you know, I mean, Prince Philip probably exists for that reason too. You know,
not a bad job to have if you're looking for work.
Yeah. But during the mating flight, the queen goes away from the hive, you know, kind of like going to Vegas, you know, that kind of thing, and goes some distance from the hive, at which time she's approached by male bees who take turns and they mate with her. And the mating is kind of rough because the delivery system remains within the queen and it snaps off from the male bee who then dies.
Gosh, I never knew that. And so, oh my gosh.
Yeah, that took about bad dates. You know,
what in the world?
Yeah, that's pretty scary. But nature will continue. So I guess, you know, my guess is drones don't communicate well among themselves. I mean, the information sharing is not, you know, the best there. But it's interesting. Also, when queens, it's funny, when queens are hatched, they immediately go around looking for other queens and they kill them. If they can.
Wow.
So that's, they're competitive little darlings.
And it also says in here that honey never spoils. That's interesting. It never, that's so funny that that's in this book because just this weekend I was actually looking for the expiration label on some honey because I took it out of the cabinet. I thought, gosh, this has been in the cabinet a long time. When did this expire?
Well, yeah,
and I couldn't find
79.
One.
Yeah, or something like that.
Yeah, so honey never expires then.
Yeah, they found it in ancient Egyptian tombs and so forth. It was also used as and still is, by the way, it can be used to treat wounds. It has some very good curative functions. I don't think this is in the book, but I remember my mom always saying, you never give honey to a newborn because they'll aspirate it and they can choke to death.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyone over the age of knowing how to spell honey, I think would probably be a good... A good rule of thumb.
My guest is Dean Christopher. The new book is 20 Things You Didn't Know About Everything. And Dean, this is a really fun book because it's the kind of book I like where you can sort of open it up to any place in the book and start reading.
Well, that was our idea, you know, Yokoi, because we wanted, the magazine's kind of like that. When I get my copy every month, I sort of flip through it and find a thing that is interesting here, another thing I couldn't care less about. I mean, the math, it gets a little beyond me sometimes, and fractals and stuff like that. But it's accessible. You know, it's designed by all these editors we have there who are really smart. I mean, they really are cool people. And you know, under the guidance of Patty Adcroft and my pal back there, Jason Stahl, who provided, you know, they did a lot of the heavy lifting for getting the actual information and making sure the science part that's in the book is informationally correct, as far as we can tell. And we just hope it's amusing, too, because we wanted people who are the kind of people who read the magazine and more to be able to do just what you said, flip it open you know, at random in any room of the house and find something that'll kind of make them smile or has a little, well, you're an historian, so you'll appreciate the origins of something. It was fun doing the ancient weaponry, for example, when you see that a lot of the same principles we use today had an ancient counterpart, like germ warfare. I mean, they knew all about taking filth of one sort or another and getting it
over the walls of the castle and that people would get sick, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. So what do you got in mind for your next project? What's on the on the back burner?
That's up to the editors, of course. When the Discover people sat down with HarperCollins, who's the publisher, and they, you know, can imagine when they said, "My gosh, we've got so many topics up." They must have started with 100 or more. We could do about anything, you know. So they wanted to get a balance like that. But they also realized that, well, we can take this 20 and then do another 20 next time.
Yeah, there you go.
And the son of 20 things you didn't know, or 20 more things.
That sounds good.
Even more things that you didn't know about it.
Dean Christopher, the new book is 20 Things You Didn't Know About Everything. Duct tape, airport security, excuse me, your body, sex in space, and more.
Yes.
Dean, thank you so much for joining
us.
You're
welcome. If any of your listeners want to get more information about it, you can always go to discovermagazine.com or to the publisher's site, harpercollins.com.
There you go. Dean, thank you.
Hey, listen, look forward to seeing you guys in Charlottesville sometime soon. What a great town.
Absolutely.
Great
Just look
town.
Us up.
All the best.
All righty. Take care.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.